You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Robert Burke Warren in the Watershed Post reports that Mountain Jam returns to Hunter Mountain beginning June 2nd through beginning June 2nd through Sunday, June 5th. The event began in 2004 for the 25th anniversary of Woodstock radio station WDST. Hudson Valley-based bands performing at this year's festival include Marco Benvenito, Elijah Wolf, Rat Boy Jr., the Paul Green Rock Academy, and Bari Corral, with Beck, Courtney Barrett, and Wilco among the headliners. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that congressional candidate Andrew Heaney is attempting to make a campaign issue out of the fact that the New Paltz Town Planning Board does not recite the United States Pledge of Allegiance before their meetings. Quote, "We need to say the Pledge of Allegiance, keep dangerous people from countries like Syria and Iran out, and protect our right to bear arms," end quote. Heaney says in a new advertisement, quote, "We either have a country or we don't," end quote. No word on loyalty oaths from his Republican opponent, John Faso, in the June 28th primary for the 19th congressional district seat currently occupied by Chris Gibson. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Jordan Carleo Evangelist writes in the Albany Times-Union that the state assembly passed a bill June 1st that would stop buildings from being named after elected figures while still in office. Quote, "Based on the fact that such a person was responsible for securing public funds for the person or entity involved in naming the building, or for securing public funds for the person or entity's cause or agenda," end quote. In 2002, the legislature named Joseph L. Bruno Stadium on the Hudson Valley Community College campus after the then-current leader of the Senate, who was later convicted of corruption charges. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The bill Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, wrote to close the cider loophole, S.5341, passed the Senate June 1st and moves on to the Assembly, where it is sponsored by Assemblymember Patricia Fahey. The bill would allow farm-based cideries to sell New York State wine, beer, and spirits by the glass for consumption on premises, the same recent rules passed for wineries and breweries. Now apple farmers can make some extra income and promotion. Quote, "We want to do everything possible to encourage the expansion of New York's farm beverage industry," Amador said in a statement. Quote, "Allowing farm cideries to sell other New York State-produced beers, wines, and spirits encourages cross-promotion of all the great products New York State has to offer, and will help this important piece of our country continue to grow and flourish," end quote. Amador got another bill through the state's Senate June 2nd, one that would designate a portion of State Route 23 in the towns of Ashland and Windham in Greene County as the, quote, "Wayne C. Spiedenberg Memorial Highway." Spiedenberg was a longtime Greene County Republican politician who served as a leader of the legislature before his recent death. This has been the WGXC News Update.